Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. We're going to take you straight into a message entitled, Do You Know God? Part 2. Let's go 9 to the message already in progress. God bless you.
If I go to 70, 80, or however long I live, it's appointed unto man wants to die. After this, the judgment. I got to stand. And I'm going to be judged. You say, yeah, but God is merciful. He forgives. If you go into glory and you didn't resolve something, that is not forgiven. Don't fool yourself. You given life to resolve your issues now. And God's mercy is really, unmerited mercy. They got mercy and grace swapped. They say unmerited favor. That's a lie. It's unmerited mercy. Because the Bible said it was by his mercy he saved us, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. It was nothing good I was doing, nothing good about my life, but his mercy and his kindness saved me. Mercy is unmerited, not grace. The man lying to y'all in the national church. They lying. And you ought to go read your Bible before you be judged at the judgment. I'm trying to get you ready for the judgment. Hallelujah. In this, the children of God are manifest. If you don't believe me about the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, start at verse 7, keep reading. And Paul said, we're going to all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that we will give an account of the things done in his body, be it good and bad. You're going to give an account for both of them. Now, you can eliminate this one if you want to, because you don't have to do any bad things. And when you stand, you're giving account for this one. But don't think God going to let this go. And the preacher's done lied to the whole church, talking about, well, you're going to be judged for your deeds and your motives and not for any sin. That's a lie. I ain't got time to deal with that. Because I hear too many lies in the atmosphere. And I got to cry loud and spare not. The Bible said, in this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. In this, he getting ready to tell you, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. If you don't do what's righteous in that circumstance, in that situation, in that relationship, the Bible says you are not of God. Y'all see that? Y'all looking at me like I put that in there. I'm going to read it again. In this, the children of God is manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. I don't care how many rows your name is on in the church. I don't care how many churches you done visit. I don't care. You go to the first church of the whatever. The Bible say your life determines whether you of God and of the devil. And how you deal with things. That's why I've determined I'm going to deal with it according to this book, these sayings. Because Jesus said, John 14:23, Jesus said, and answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he'll keep my saying. Minister Paul, I'm going to keep God's sayings in everything. Come on, clap and praise the Lord. And don't tell me you can't do that when the Holy Ghost can bring all things back to your memory. Neither he that loveth not his brother. These people are not of God and don't know God. Now, I know some of them do have the Holy Ghost and some of them are shallow. I know that. But the Bible didn't separate nothing right there. It just say you could have the Holy Ghost, you could be shallow, maybe you just young in this. You still doing devil stuff. So if you're a babe, if you're shallow, just stop doing devil stuff so God can label you right. Because he ain't going to throw these scriptures away just because you ain't where I am. Love is what determines whether you know God. I won't say that again. Love is what determines whether you know God or not. What is love? Keeping God's word in every circumstance you face. What is love? Keeping God's word in every situation come up in your life. Keeping God's word in every relationship, mother, father, son, daughter, dad, pastor, come on now, church, how you love. What would make you change your love? The very thing that would make you change your love is the thing that defines that you don't know God. Because this Bible say, the way you know God is by your love. All right. I think I've spent enough time there. Y'all clap and praise him one more time. I double D dog dare anybody come to me trying to down anybody in this ministry, anybody left the ministry, anybody in any other ministry. I ain't going to play it. Because if God want to hold all of us, he got every one of us. Now, I'm not bluffing you in the flesh now. I'm talking about the devil. I double D dog dare. Y'all know how we used to say that when we were little, when we got ready. We try to scare people, you know. I double D dog dare you. Knock this chip off my shoulder. Knock the chip off. We try knocking it off this shoulder. I'm double D dog daring the devil. Don't play with me. Because I got a revelation of what I preach. I really care for God's people. I care for God's leadership. I care for everybody, the good, bad, and the ugly. Now, because I care don't mean I lower God's standard. I ain't lowering God's standard. I ain't lowering God's standard for nobody. I ain't compromising with nobody. And I don't want nobody compromising with me. Tell me when I'm wrong. Show me my wrong. And let me get my wrong right. Because I'm honestly trying to go to heaven and I'm going. And you ought to have the same conviction. Come on, clap your hands and praise the Lord. That's the way the church's supposed to be. And if we're not, we're playing games. We're playing games. And I don't play games. Hallelujah. And you shouldn't play games. Because there's a real devil we're against. Clap and praise him. Hallelujah. All right, love test number one. First or 2 John 1, verse 4 through 6. I'm going to try to go through this with a little bit more speed. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children's walking in truth. Hallelujah. And when you study the Bible, the truth he's talking about is one great commandment called love. Love God with all your heart. And love people as yourself. You will not go to heaven if you don't do this. I promise you that's the whole message of the Bible. Now you can go in that Bible and get all your little blessings and count them one by one. But you sure better come out with this blessing. Because after God get through blessing you in this world, there's a hell waiting on everybody that didn't walk in love. Everybody. Especially church folks. Because you knew better. Woe unto him that know to do good and don't do it. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. Then he's going to tell you, as, a parallel to, as we have received a commandment. This is word is singular. The commandment of love. God has commanded me to love. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandment. It's a commandment to love. And that love don't change because you think you got a speck and you see a beam. If it changed, you the beam. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment. God, there's nothing new under the sun. All God do is repeat himself over and over again in different ways, different epistles, different stories. So I don't care what you find in this Bible. It travels back to this commandment. And for those people that say ain't no commandments in the New Testament, they are lying to you. Big error. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning. God said what he meant in the beginning. He going to mean it all the way to the end of this life. Minister Gustav was right. The church have love issues. And ain't no use in me preaching how you can get a Mercedes. You need the Mercedes called love. Now I beseech thee, lady, as not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which was from the beginning, that we love one another. The Bible said the shepherd watch for your soul. You know what I'm watching for? How you love each other. Because that tells me whether you know God or not. Do you listen to your leaders? You don't listen to your leader. You don't know God. Now that ain't going to make me turn on you and stop trying to win you, because I'm supposed to win lost folks. But you lost. How you say that, Apostle? This Bible say, when you love, you know God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. It is not love to walk in disobedience. And I'm not talking about obeying some man that's off course and telling you lies. No. I'm talking about when a servant of God preached this Bible and their faith followed this Bible, you're supposed to walk in obedience to that. And whatever structure and order he set up, you're supposed to respect that. And if you don't respect that, you don't know God. Not you, you. Don't get mad at me. You that's not doing it. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said. And over there in the other message, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my word. Some people don't like commandment. Cause okay, you don't like that, I'll stop saying it so much. Well, keep his word. Same thing. You think God says something in this word that's not required? All right, love test number one. 1 Timothy 2:1. I exalt therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that's in authority. I'm going to stop right there. We'll read the last part in a minute. For all that's in authority. Now keep in mind, now we're taking a love test. And love determines whether you know God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my words. These are his words too, because all the words testify about him, John 5:39. He said, pray for all men and all them that are in authority. How many times you pray for Trump? Don't raise your hand. I'm taking a love test. Now, if you what they call right wing, you probably pray for him. And I ain't right wing nor left wing. Don't bring that garbage to me. If you want to be in that, I ain't in that. But I'm making a point. Because I know there's some people that ain't liking on Trump right now. But this Bible say, pray for all. This Bible didn't say pray when he do everything like that you like. You know what this Bible doing to you? It's testing you. And some of us done failed the test already the first point. Now, if you fail, just get happy. God will give you another chance to take it. That's why he's preaching this message. Come on, clap and praise him, somebody. He gonna let you retake the test. I ain't gonna lie, I made a D in this one too. But I'm gonna shoot for an A. He didn't say pray for your leaders when they do everything you like. That ain't in your Bible. When the leader got a test in his life, how you loving now? Huh? Hello? Y'all know this message is relevant. Stop tripping. It's a love test. He said, examine yourself. Since you didn't do it, he'll let a situation come up and judge you. I know it's good. Come on, clap and praise the Lord. I know it's good. It's the truth. I'm going to preach the truth. He said, I exalt therefore, first of all, this is the first thing you're supposed to do. First thing you get on your knees, Lord, give me that job. That ain't what he told you to pray first. He said, first of all, some of us done failed the first love test. If you love God, just do keep his word and do what he say. Even though you don't understand everything, God don't agree with nothing wrong. Neither do I. But God love people. And God want you to love people. And you leave the hard work up to God. It ain't your business. For kings and for all that are in authority. Now, if he told us to pray for all that's in authority, kings and all these people in government authority, you kidding if you think you can come to the church and not lift up your leadership. You really kidding yourself, and you just failed the first love test. Now, I ain't picking at you if you fail. All I'm saying is repent and get it right. That's all I'm saying. Because I done failed many times myself. Hallelujah. Then it says, this is why you pray. This is why you're supposed to pray for those that are in authority. Not that you praying, you know, and liking everything they're doing. It says that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. You know why you're so upset? You know why you're so bent out of shape? You know why you're so, your emotions all riled up? You didn't pass the love test. It was just the test. You're going to have to take it again. How many of y'all won't keep repeating the same test? Waste of time. Do you know the scripture that say there is no temptation, and that temptations test or trial. There is no temptation or test or trial. There is no temptation that have taken you, but such is common to man, which means you may go through something hot and heavy and you think you're the only one going through it. The Bible say there's no test that's uncommon. All of them, somebody else done went through it. So stop thinking you're the only one and this is so heavy, I can't bear it. Well, you sat right there in kindergarten Bible school because you ain't ready to deal with no devil outside of here. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just telling y'all my experience where I had to grow up. And I challenge the church, grow up and pass every test. I preach a straight and narrow message, and I'm living it to the T. I haven't always done this, but thank God I'm doing it now. I've been doing it many years now. But if I mess up something, you mean you won't let this truth go? You don't deserve the truth. Because you're supposed to hold God no matter what. First, unmovable. I'm going to go to love test number two. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all stuff I had to learn for myself. And that made me stand. Nothing shakes me. Everything used to shake me. I used to get hurt all the time. And I know what hurt feel like. I hurt when people hurt. I don't want to see nobody hurt. And so I sympathize with people that are hurting. But I learned the secret to never hurt again. And if I've learned it, maybe you ought to listen to me if you're tired of hurting. Let me help you get out your hurt. And now let me show you how to never be hurt again. Nothing hurt me. I'll preach that on another lesson. Nothing. So usually when you're hurt, it's God showing you that in that area, you're in the flesh because you only get hurt in fleshly emotions. In the spirit, there's no pain in the spirit. It's not there. And if you walk in the spirit, you don't yield to the flesh. And I understand everybody is not there. And I'm not trying to say I'm so Superman, super spirit. No. But 39 years taught me something. And if you hang around long enough, I'll try to help you understand it. Come on, praise the Lord. But one thing I want to give you some good advice. When you're hurting, don't hurt nobody in your hurt. Because be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, he shall reap. When you're hurting, the thing Satan wants you to do is hurt somebody else. And what you don't realize is when you're hurting, you hurt somebody else. When you get over this hurt, now you got a harvest that's going to come. You just sowed something. And the scripture says, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You're hurting now, and you react wrongly in that hurt, You just sow the seed. While you're hurting, just don't do nothing wrong. Just do what's right. This is how in this the children of God is manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. If you react out of what you feel, you are not of God in that act. Don't do it. Plain enough? Love test number two. And we were just talking about it. In this the children of God is manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. I promise you, you're just not of God. God disowns you there. Neither he that loveth not his brother. All right, 1 John 3:6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. I wish I could elaborate on that, but it'd take me too much time. Because why did that scripture say that when you sin, you never known him? It's in Ezekiel 18. Okay. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He's trying to say, when you're going through, when you test it and try it, the way you act and the things you do in that situation determines if you know God. So stop saying you know him and you love him if you don't do what he said do in that situation. Please stop saying that, because God said you're embarrassing me. Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. God accept you when you decide, I don't care how y'all doing me, I'm going to find out what is the righteous thing, what is acceptable to God in this situation, and that's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to respond. And God say, those children are mine. And the other children that keep doing things wrong, you want to down each other, you want to misunderstand each other. I love you as long as you're in the same house with me. No, if you leave my house, I'm going to still love you. Because he told me to love my enemy. If I ain't loving the one close to me, I ain't even got to the enemy. Let's make this thing simple and real. The average person call themselves a Christian, don't know what a Christian is. And God says, stop taking my name in vain. But in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. That means if you don't do the righteous thing, you're not accepted by him. 2 Corinthians 5:9, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. If you're not laboring and doing what is right, and you don't make your mind up to do what's right the rest of your life, you are not going to be accepted by God. Why don't you find that scripture in the Bible too? You find all the rest, not you now, but the you that do this. You find everything else in the Bible. You find Jesus loved me. Yes, I know, because the Bible tells me so. Well, won't you find this scripture that say, if you don't do what's right in your life, when you die and look him, he's not going to accept you. All scripture given by inspiration of God, and all of them match. I ain't going to let nobody make me get rejected. Hallelujah. So that's love test number two. Love test number three. We just taking a love test? Don't raise your hand, man. How many of y'all made a C? How many of y'all made a D? Oh, I know ain't nobody made no F. Oh, this brother made an F? No. At least he's honest. He just made an A by being honest. Clap your hand and praise the Lord. He just made an A. Because when you can see your fault, it's those Pharisees that, Lord, I thank you. I'm not like him. I fast twice a week. I pay my tithes. I come to the altar and shout. And you're the first one got an issue when something go wrong. But the one that's beat on his chest said, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I ain't got no time to look at nobody else but me. God, look how many times you had mercy on me. And if you can't do that, you done failed your love test. Y'all know the whole body of Christ needs to hear this? I mean everybody in the body. Everybody. Because we ain't ready to face the win the world and chase devils until we can love. God said, the way you love me is not your tongues, your love. By this shall all men know you, my disciples. Hallelujah. Love test number three. In this the children of God is manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you've heard from the beginning. This is the whole message of the Bible, people. Love. This is, you go read all the Psalms you want, that's good. Psalms, Proverbs, all that's good. Ecclesiastes. But this is, it's only one message. Love. God is love. And he that loveth, know God. And he that loveth not, do not know him. You don't know him. You have failed. So if you fail, thank God for mercy to retake the test. Hallelujah. He gave me mercy to retake it. And because I passed it and passing it, I'm going to help everybody else to pass. I'm going to help everybody. How many of y'all going to make a commitment? I'm helping everybody. I'm loving everybody. I ain't talking about nobody. I don't care what has happened. And until you get there, you got some, a little bit more growing to do. And that's why we're here, to help you grow and acquire these things. Being a minister is more than what some of these preachers think it is. Being a minister is one that done went in first, and I done found it. Now, let me show y'all how to get it. That's all it is. Don't mean I'm better than you, because I got to consider myself, at least I also fall. Hallelujah. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. I ain't slayed nobody. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's was righteous. Love test number three. Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. When you see your brother fall or mess up or error or blunder, when you see your church members go wrong, when you see people in society go wrong, is your first thoughts, look at them, oh Lord, why they did that? You just fail. This Bible says, if you see someone overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you. Your turn coming. Do you know your turn coming? What you sow right now determine how your turn going
to
go.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time, but I would like to encourage you to call us up if you was blessed by this message. 225-802-5613. That's 225-802-5613. Also, I want to encourage those of you that have been blessed by the word of truth. Please don't be a freeloader on the word of God. The Bible tells you that you should communicate to them that teach in all good things. We encourage you to support the word of truth that we can take it further. Now, on our website, you can go and get all the free teaching you like. You can go and download our study guides absolutely free. But we do want to encourage you to be a support to the word of God. So if you would be so kind to support the ministry, call us up, amen, or go to the website and get our information and be a support to someone else getting this truth. We would like to invite you out to our worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., every Sunday night at 7 p.m., and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Go to our website for more information, www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.